Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Ride. R-I-D-E. Ride is this hour's code word. Text RIDE to 72881 by the end of this hour. And you've got a chance at $1,000. All you have to do is pick up your phone when they call you to give you your $1,000. This ride. That's this hour's code word. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. Text ride to 72881.
Our other text number, the one where you can send your comments and compliments and whatever else you got.
But,
you know, song requests. We're big on that.
Oh, yeah. We're always taking requests.
Yep. Whatever
you just tell Jane, and she's like, yes, go for it.
Gojira is the original Japanese name. Godzilla was the stupid result of Americans mishearing it and retitling it for the American dub versions.
Yeah. Gojira.
Yep. I love that you love that band.
I don't. I don't even know that band. Play me some Gojira.
Not Malcolm in the Middle, just The Middle with Patricia Heaton.
Oh.
I don't know how I would have seen that. I never even heard of that. But okay. Whatever. He was on a show with her.
Yeah.
I remember that part. Gojira, the band, is so good. Massive fan over here. All right. Yay, Sarah and Vinny's ship is back together. No divorce. Woo.
What? Our ship is back together?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, is this Gojira? I love them. Turn it up.
This is Gojira.
Go, Gojira. Oh, no. There goes Tokyo. Go, go, Gojira. Ow, ow, ow. Oh, my God. Do they get somewhere
here,
soon?
I'll get you some lyrics here.
Sorry,
yeah!
Gojira.
All right,
hold on. Okay. Gojira.
You want to, after the show, you want to go listen to some Gojira and hang out?
No.
All right.
I'll hang out, but I don't want to listen to Gojira.
About the phone thing, my husband goes to the gym 4 times per week and leaves his phone at home. He says he's the only one at the gym with no phone.
What if he wants to take pictures of his muscles? What if he needs to send selfies to his girlfriend?
I think, whoa, take it easy. You don't need to plant that in her head.
Well, she doesn't need it. I mean, it's not there because he doesn't take his phone.
Langston Hughes is my favorite poet.
Oh. Never heard of him.
415 says, nothing dumb about Langston Hughes. He's an African-American poet.
I never even heard of him.
That's disappointing.
Well, sorry. Didn't tell me some poetry by him.
Oh.
Oh, hold on.
Is he about to
Are
do
we
it?
About to break into a poetry
oh,
session?
Oh, God, I hope you do it.
No, I'm not going
to. Oh, darn it!
That would be ridiculous.
It would have been unbelievable. It would,
actually, if you could have pulled it out, I would have been properly shamed. Now
right
I'm like, forget
my
it.
Chair.
Come on, Marcus. Give us a little Langston Hughes.
I am not going to do that.
Dang it.
Vaughn's looking in here, too. He's like, did you know who Langston Hughes was? Oh, whatever.
Who? Vaughn's saying yes? Vaughn's saying, of course he did. He's a writer. He of all people.
He's actually one of the most famous poets in the history
Vaughn
of
is?
The written word.
Vaughn is?
Yes, Vaughn. Vaughn is pretty amazing.
Langston Hughes.
I mean, what's his word? Beauticity.
Beauty.
Beauty. I mean, beauty. No one comes up with words like Vaughn does.
I think Vaughn's great. I just didn't know he was one of the greatest.
Yeah, it turns
what
out.
What did you say? Writers?
Greatest poets of all time.
Yeah.
Thanks, Marcus.
I have some Langston Hughes here.
Oh yeah, let's do it.
Is one of them Hold Fast to Your Dreams?
No, one of them.
I think that Marcus should read
it. I mean, these are kind of depressing.
Okay, let's hear
he
it.
Grew up
oh,
in
here, let's do
depressed.
Let's do Dreams. This okay, one's called go. Dreams. Hold fast to your dreams.
I just said that.
For if dreams die, life is a broken winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams, For when dreams go, life is a barren field frozen with snow. That's
wow.
it. How was that?
Can I
that's
do
actually,
that?
That's pretty damn good, actually. Oh, yeah.
The KO.
Movie review. The OG. Oh, snap. Hooman.
All right, before we get to the big movie review, today is a very significant day. My movie review partner turns a half century old. Everyone,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Marcus Osborne. Happy birthday to you.
Make a wish, make a wish.
This is what's happening today. I got 50-year-old lungs, so it took a little bit.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Marcus, a couple of questions now that you're a half century old.
Mama made it.
Any advice?
Any advice?
Words of wisdom?
Oh, this should be good.
Jesus, are you serious? Any words of wisdom? Any advice? Yeah, don't be a dick.
All right.
There we go.
That was good.
Pretty profound.
And
it sort of sums it all up right
one
there.
Last question. One last question. Can you tell us how doing the movie reviews made you a better person?
Oh. Okay.
You know.
Tell us about
what is it, 18, 17 years now I've been doing this thing, and it's made me a better person because through cinema, I've learned to share life and love with people of all stripes, colors, creeds. I eat better. I dress better.
What?
I don't know. I'm just making stuff up.
All right.
It's such a dumb question.
Thank you.
it deserves an answer in kind.
Got you a couple gifts.
Oh. Dig in, buddy.
Go ahead and take out. There's three things in there.
Okay.
We're going to do that?
All right. We're going to start the card.
Don't worry about the card. Don't worry about
why
the
card. Why not?
Yeah, we all just wrote our thoughts on there. You know, don't worry about that.
Isn't that the most
just
important
go to the
thing?
Gifts. Go
yes,
to the gifts. Forget the card.
Gift number one.
Oh, okay. Cannabis infused.
Oh, yeah, we got you some mints.
Mints. Those are cannabis infused mints.
I'll take these mints.
Can we get a mint?
I'll take these right.
Yeah, can we get a mint?
Can we get a mint?
And a Movies Everywhere Visa card.
All right.
Oh.
And?
Oh.
Thank you for this charger and this pin.
All right.
This is
a charger and a pin?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You got a vape pen for me.
Oh, a charger and a pen. Yeah. A vape pen. Yeah. Oh, God, you really
part.
Just stoked the man out.
It's at 30%.
That's all I need, baby.
Well, listen, Marcus.
Happy birthday.
Pull this out.
From the bottom of our
I
hearts.
I mean the pen, by the way.
Happiest
for those
birthdays.
Who can't see.
Hey, real quick, everyone, before we get to Godzilla, King of the Monsters, I saw Rocket Man. It's Taron Egerton, Bryce Dallas Howard, Richard Madden. Do you know who that is?
No.
I do know who Richard Madden is. Why do I know that?
It's Robb Stark.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you, guys. I feel like I've, have I turned into a stoner?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I feel like
sure
I
seems like it, doesn't it?
I mean, I got all this stuff.
Yeah, movies and cannabis.
I'm not mad, though.
Congratulations.
I love it. This will get used immediately.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Homan.
So, you know, these films kind of seem to have a similar plot. You know, these biographies about musicians. Kid comes from a troubled home, absent dad. Kid discovers he has musical talents, incredible musical gift. And then he gets signed to a record label that screws him. Then he has a manager that screws him. Mm. Then he goes to rehab. And then he comes out like a shining star. Mm. So, it's good. I liked Bohemian Rhapsody way more, but it's good. If you like those kind of biopics, and if you like Elton John, I mean, he is singing the whole time.
Really? Is it almost a musical?
Yeah, I'd say like this is more like a stage production than anything else.
But there's magic in it.
There is magic in it, sure. But it's, you know, it's one of those.
Is
you
it
know
drug-induced
the
magic?
There's a lot of drug-induced magic, yeah, yeah.
And there's
yeah.
gay sex, a lot of it.
A lot of gay sex. And then
is Richard Madden his lover?
Yeah, that's
oh,
exactly
that's
right. Yeah, Rob Stark, yeah.
Are they both straight?
Yeah.
He's
as far
a pretty
as
boy.
I know.
Rob Stark.
Yeah.
He's a pretty boy.
He's all right.
All right, everyone. Here. Oh, by the way, if I was to give it a rating, I'd give it 3.5 Persian rugs.
So pretty good.
By the way, did you guys all hate Game of Thrones finale? Because
yes.
I did not.
I did not.
You know what? I actually didn't hate it, but I also didn't love it, and that's not how I feel about the show. I wanted to continue to love it. I wanted to be satisfying, and it just ended with a thud. It's fine.
Everybody projected what they wanted the show to end.
No, I wanted the writers to keep on writing.
They wanted more shows. That's what you wanted.
I don't know what I wanted.
Yeah. Like, nobody's
clearly,
happy.
Nothing can
satisfy me. No one's ever happy.
No one's ever happy.
Please.
No one's ever happy with.
I would have been happy.
We make people laugh every day. All they do is complain. All right, everybody.
Wow.
You poor thing.
Here's your review of a film called Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Wow.
King of the Monsters.
Ba 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 bump.
Ba 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 bump. Stars Millie Bobby Brown, Vera Farmiga. Charles Dance, who's that?
That's Tywin Lannister.
All right. And O'Shea Jackson Jr. So,
better known as Ice Cube's little boy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's Ice Cube's son.
He's in a boatload of movies right now.
Yeah, he was in Straight Outta Compton. So in this film, humans have destroyed the Earth with pollution, war, atomic bombs, and the spreading of disease. The only way to bring balance back is to awaken all the Titans, also known as Godzilla and his friends. But when the monsters arise, King Ghidorah, that's the three-headed dragon that flies, wants to challenge Godzilla for the title. Oh. Who will end up as King of the Monsters?
I'm going to guess Godzilla because it's in the title.
Mark?
I thought that guy was Monster X, the three-headed dragon monster.
The Hydra, they called him in the...
Oh, I looked him up as King Ghidorah. Yeah. Maybe he's Monster X. Maybe he's got all these
they
names.
Called him that. They did call him that in the movie.
Maybe
they
each head has a different name.
Oh, they did call him that?
In the movie they did, yeah.
Yeah, at the beginning they called him Monster X. Well, Marcus, with this new film since 1954, there are now 33 Godzilla movies.
Mm.
Where does this one rank? In the top 10, in the middle 10, or the bottom 13?
The bottom 13, really?
No.
Oh, come on.
It's in the bottom 13?
I'll say the middle 10.
Middle 10.
Yeah, I'll say middle 10.
Middle 10.
I've seen every single Godzilla film.
I don't know if I have seen everyone. Seems like a lot, but I used to watch Creature Double Feature all the time.
Yeah, and they were on, there was like almost a new one every single week.
Yeah, like every Saturday they'd be running all these old monster movies.
Yeah, I think I've seen, and it's funny because my cousin came to the screening last night. He's 29 years old, and he's like, I've never seen a Godzilla movie.
Wow.
But he's young.
How did he escape? Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
They don't watch TV the way we did. You know?
And those movies aren't on TV the way they once were.
Right.
So, I liked it. I didn't love it, but I liked it a lot. It was pretty nostalgic because I remember being a kid watching Godzilla fight all the other monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And there
You remember Godzuki?
Yes, I remember Godzuki. baby Godzilla.
Yeah.
He could fly, though. Godzuki could fly.
He couldn't fly.
I thought Godzuki could fly.
He couldn't fly. He was
baby.
Really short. He looked like a nerd, really. And seriously, he blew, like, Godzilla blows fire, and Godzuki blew rings.
Oh, he did?
Like little smoke rings, and Godzilla would always smack him on the back of the head because I don't even know how he was able to procreate. Where did this kid come from?
Yeah. he made love to the earth, and it spit up another kid.
Let's talk about some volcano somewhere. Let's talk about the best thing about this film.
How were the
special effects?
Wow, the special effects were amazing.
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 Like, that's the whole film, just so you know.
And by the way, don't go into this looking for some deep story or whatever. I mean, it is a Godzilla film. but this thing, from the second it opens to the second it closes, the action does not stop. And I'm not exaggerating. There's never a moment where there's not something happening, action-wise.
Yes.
How's Millie Bobby Brown? 11 from Stranger Things.
She's great.
Yeah.
What a great little actress.
She is really good.
Like, even in a film like this, she manages to kind of rise above the script itself.
Huh.
She's a really good actress.
And they kind of made her the star of the film in terms of the actors, I thought. So, okay, so the story here is there's a battle for the alpha male between the monsters, and there's another subplot, which is Millie Bobby Brown is in the middle of a custody battle between her mom, Vera Farmiga, who is insane, and her dad, who was stuck in the past. Did this work for you? You got these mom, and then you got a custody battle, and the mom's like insane. The mom wants to destroy the planet. The dad wants to save the planet.
For me, it wasn't a big deal because it was such a small aspect of this movie. I mean, it was there, and it was there primarily to create some kind of emotional tension and some kind of emotional connection for the audience. But most folks, if you go to see a Godzilla movie, you really don't care about that other stuff. You want to see Godzilla fight some other monsters, which is exactly
what you
get.
Once Godzilla starts attacking, like, all the custody battles go out the window. Like, how are they even still talking about this? Have you guys seen that there's a monster coming?
Well, it's interesting.
Let's all just run together. We talk about it on the way.
The daughter's torn. Does she join the mom's side or the dad's side?
Yeah, no one cared.
She's like,
oh, it's like a choice between good and evil, destroy the earth or not?
Yeah. Mm. Well, the mom thinks the giants, these titans can, you know, bring balance back to the earth and not really kill anyone. And
I do think it's interesting. what'd you say? How many Godzilla films are there?
33.
Yeah, I was saying to Hooman, there are more Godzilla films than there are Bond movies. That's interesting to me because I do think of Godzilla as sort of like a Japanese James Bond.
Yeah. We saw the last Godzilla film together, the Bryan Cranston one, 2014. Mm-hmm. How does this compare to that one?
I actually like this better.
Okay.
Yeah, just because it's way more action and the special effects are ridiculous.
Yeah, so sum it all up. Let me just say this. If you watch this movie in the theaters, see it in the theaters. Because the whole thing is the visual effects. Like, the writing's terrible. Mm. And the plot is dumb. But the visual effects, but at times it's so much that you're a little overwhelmed. Like, you're like...
You know, it's funny you mention that because I kind of had that feeling, the same feeling I had, and you're going to hate me when I say this, but I had the same feeling when I was watching The Dark Knight.
Oh, I can't believe you just said that.
But sometimes the action, the cuts are too fast and too close, so you can't really see what everybody's doing.
What's going on, right?
And it's one of my gripes with modern action films is that the quick cuts up close, you can't see anything. I mean, it's fast, but you can't see what the hell's going on. Right. Bring back the old school diehard action flick.
So listen, I liked the movie. I didn't love the movie. The movie was out of balance. I know the earth is out of balance, but the film was out of balance. I'm going to go ahead and give it 3 Persians.
Wow, that's nice. I'm going to give it 2.5 Aussies. I was really, really entertained. I enjoyed it.
2.5 out of 5?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. But it's not a movie. it's not a movie you're going to want to watch time and time again. It's not a classic. But you go into the theater, you won't be dissatisfied with the amount of money you spend. It's a long movie. Over 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours. Oh. 2 hours, 15. Hours.
But I was entertained. I'd say go ahead and check it out if you've got nothing better to do this weekend. Check it out as a matinee.
Maybe I'll wait for the rental.
Don't wait for the rental, Sarah.
They just told you to see it in the theater.
But you do have a theater at your house, though.
I do?
Yeah. That's the myth I'm creating right now.
Oh, yeah. I'll just watch it in my home theater.
Exactly.
Or in the jet.
Yeah, or on my jet or something. One of those. Yeah. All right. Well, good job, you guys. I'm actually bummed that it's only getting 2.5 and 3.
Why?
Because I sort of wanted it to be like, why can't these ever be home runs?
Well, listen, I'll tell you this. My cousin loved it. Mm. He raved about it. So I think that most people, once they see it, they'll really enjoy it. It's a fun movie. It's
and
really fun.
And you like
fun.
Godzilla. So.
Yeah.
All right.
If you like Godzilla, you will definitely enjoy this movie.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
You're
good
welcome.
Job. Nice, you know what? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And... That was really sweet of you to do the cake for him. I have a question about the punchline. Can I ask it?
Yeah, of course.
What the hell's going on? Should I not be
asking? You have to be more specific.
Yeah. Is it really closing?
Yeah. Didn't you hear Google's gonna pay to keep it open?
No.
Oh, they are?
Tell
you
me
didn't
this.
Hear that?
Listen.
Is that true?
Yes, let's hear this first. Start from the horse's mouth.
Is that true about Google?
I am not at liberty to share any of those details. But punchline's gonna be in San Francisco for the foreseeable future.
In its same location.
Oh, I just, oh my God, he's right. Vinny's right. NBC just reported. Google says it wants to save the punchline.
Yeah, you guys, ANN, duh.
So, I'm just going to say that.
Well, what do you know?
This is
what
great
can you,
news.
What can you share?
What
can you tell
it's
us?
It's being reported.
I want the truth.
For once.
For once.
I can't share anything other than what I just said to you. I'm seriously under lock and key.
All right.
Seriously. What does that mean?
Google's going to pay to keep the place open.
So says NBC.
It's great.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
The punchline is going
today.
To be a San Francisco staple for the foreseeable future.
Like it always has been.
But the furniture's going to be green, red, yellow, and blue.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah
and
Vinny.
Do it then.
What, come over there and pummel you?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw you on that llama.
Go ahead.
Did you know I just talked to Michelle? So all morning long, in case you weren't here at 5:45 when
I
we walked in here.
I knew you'd
chicken out. What, pummel you? I don't want to hurt you, man.
All right, man. Go on. All morning long, the llama.
All morning long, this has been, I swear to God, it's a 5 foot plus tall golden llama. So Michelle said she specifically put it in here so we'd talk about it. That was the whole point.
So you fell for it.
I did.
Loser.
I've been tricked into talking about it. Don't you stop it. If I hadn't brought it up, you would have. You can't not talk about the 5 foot llama that's in the room.
Anyway. The llama from Bottle Rock is now here in the studio with
us. It's going to go live downstairs in the giant sales area.
We're going to take a picture with it and Marcus for his birthday. Let's just do that and have that on our...
Why would that be for his birthday?
I'm not posing with the
golden
llama.
Well, we've been talking about the llama all morning. We should have it up on Instagram for everybody to see.
You know what? Put the cake on its head. It'll be like a little hat.
Anyway, I don't know what's going to happen. Sorry that Yuzette was out sick today.
I know. Hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. That'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
You say.
I mean, right?
I don't... What
she'll
do I
be
know?
Magically cured today, and she'll be back tomorrow.
All right.
It'll be fine. And it'll be Thursday. Have a great rest of your hump day.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.